I want to take just a couple of minutes, and today is Epiphany Sunday, and Epiphany's always kind of been important in my household because it's my dad's birthday. You know, it's like one of those things, like this weird connection in our house that I've known all my life that Epiphany is January the 6th because that's my dad's birthday, and so we've had this odd connection, and it's the celebration of the arrival of the wise men. And so today I just want to take a few minutes and look at that story. It's Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, and it'll show up on the wall. But if you want to grab the Bible in front of you, you can do that. And I'm going to be reading from a different translation. I have the Message, which does some things in it that are really fun and true to the text. But it says it's this way in the Message. Matthew chapter 2, beginning verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem village, Judah territory, this was during Herod's kingship, a band of scholars arrived in Jerusalem from the east. They asked around, "Where can we find and pay homage to the newborn king of the Jews? We observed a star in the eastern sky that signaled his birth. We're on pilgrimage to worship him." When word of their inquiry got to Herod, he was terrified. And not Herod alone, but most of Jerusalem as well. Herod lost no time. He gathered all the high priests and religion scholars in the city together and asked, "Where's the Messiah supposed to be born?" They told him, "Bethlehem, Judah territory. The prophet Micah wrote it plainly, 'It's you, Bethlehem, in Judah's land, no longer bringing up the rear. From you will come the leader who will shepherd rule my people, my Israel.'" Herod then arranged a secret meeting with the scholars from the east, pretending to be as devout as they were. He got them to tell him exactly when the birth announcement star appeared. Then he told them the prophecy about Bethlehem and said, "Go find this child, leave no stone unturned, and as soon as you find him, send word and I'll join you at once in your worship." Instructed by the king, they set off. Then the star appeared again, the same star they had seen in the eastern skies. It led them on until it hovered over the place of the child. They could hardly contain themselves. They were in the right place. They had arrived at the right time. They entered the house and saw the child in the arms of Mary, his mother. Overcome, they kneeled and worshipped him. Then they opened their luggage and presented gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. I want us to just look at three things in this story, and I've kind of taken this as almost like an allegorical kind of story to share just a couple of things that struck me about the wise men's journey, and ultimately they get to see Jesus. And I continue to say, a couple of years ago we did this Christmas series on the people around the manger, and the fact that none of them were religious insiders. So I think this is my third year. This continues to strike me that Jesus from the very beginning didn't come for the insiders, but came to draw people from all around to him. I like the story of the wise men, and just to share, as I said, just a couple of things. The first is, I'm encouraged by the wise men because they are doing it wrong. All the Jewish people would have said, this is not how you find the Messiah. You don't follow a star. In fact, throughout the Old Testament, astrologers are condemned. God doesn't work through stars. God doesn't do things this way. And yet, the wise men, the scholars, as the message calls them, go about it in the wrong way, but end up in the right place. I find great encouragement in that. Because there are times when I get paralyzed by my method. How do I pray better? How do I discern God's will in my life better? And you know, because the wise men were earnest, God was able to use a star to get them to the right place. They didn't do it right, but they got to the right place. And I know for me, paralyzed by the fact that my method isn't the way it should be, I wind up not going maybe where I'm called to go. Patti Scialfa, Bruce Springsteen's wife, is a singer-songwriter as well. And she has a song called Stumbling to Bethlehem. The song doesn't have really much to do with that, but I really like that phrase, stumbling to Bethlehem. And I feel as if the wise men, you know, like I said, doing it wrong, following a star, kind of happened upon Jesus. And for us, our journey is often the same way. We try to be deliberate. We try to go about it. But as long as we're sincere in our hearts and we're seeking after God, we don't need to get caught up in how we do it so much as that we are going after what God is calling us to do. We find ourselves at times stumbling toward Bethlehem. As we read this story, another thing that stands out to me is the fact, did you notice that the wise men lost the star? At least that's the way it reads in the message. They come to Jerusalem because it seems they've lost the star. Now, I have a theory about this. This is not biblical, but this is what I would do. When they got near Jerusalem, they said, that's got to be the place. That's the holy place. And you know what? In their minds, they didn't need the star anymore. They knew where the star was leading. I've done that. You get close to where you think God wants you to go and you go, that must be it. Because that's the holy thing. That's where God's calling me to do. And they kind of got away from the star for a little bit and started instead to ask around Jerusalem. Their assumption was, he's got to be here somewhere. The temple is here. The priests are here. All the holy stuff is here. This has got to be where the Messiah is to be born. And so they stopped following the star and they started asking around. And they asked the people in Jerusalem, where is Jesus? Again, been there, done very similar things. And how frustrating it is when the star disappears. When we think we're doing what God's calling us to do and suddenly there's no sign. Have you prayed for a sign? I have often. God, show me the way, and been frustrated with God's timing. If you go back in the Old Testament, one of my favorite stories, and it's kind of an aside little verse, is in Numbers chapter 9, verses 17 through 23. And I won't tell you the whole thing, but you remember in Exodus that the people knew God's presence in a cloud. And they followed God through this cloud when the cloud moved. And the scripture says, when the cloud moved, they moved. And when the cloud stopped, they stopped and camped. Actually, it says this. The people of Israel marched at God's command, and they camped at his command. As long as the cloud was over the dwelling, the temple, they camped. Even when the cloud hovered over the dwelling for many days, they honored God's command and wouldn't march. They stayed in camp, obedient to God's command, as long as the cloud was over the dwelling. But the moment God issued orders, they marched. If the cloud stayed from only sunset to daybreak, and then lifted at daybreak, they marched. Night or day, it made no difference. When the cloud lifted, they marched. For me, the harder part is, they sat when the cloud didn't move. And I've been there. You've been there. God, just give me a sign. Tell me where to go next. And God's just kind of sitting. And I don't know about you, but that's one of the most frustrating places for me to be. I want to know what the next thing is. I want to follow the next thing. And for a moment, the wise men lost the star. And they were asking around, seeking to find the Messiah and where he was to be born. And the last thing I want to bring up that I admire the scholars for is they had the guts to go to Bethlehem. They were in the holy place, and they were willing to go to a place that they probably doubted was the real place, was the right place. I like the way the message translates that. You, O Bethlehem, who had been bringing up the rear. This is the little hick town, you know. This is out on the outskirts. This isn't where the holy stuff happens. Holy stuff happens in the city. And the scholars, the wise men, had the courage to go to the other place and find Jesus, find God in the rare place, in the difficult place, in the hard place. We find God not in Jerusalem, but in Bethlehem. And we find God not only in church, but at work and in school. Not only in the Christian books that we read, but at the movies. Not only in our worship music, but in our everyday conversation. Our role is to be involved with the people around us and to find God not just in the holy places, but in the everyday places as well. Now see, for me, the story of the wise men is really, really encouraging because of the way they went about it. They didn't do it the way they were supposed to, according to the rules that were set. They didn't find him where they expected to. And you know what? They lost it for a few minutes. We've been in all of those places. And sometimes we think, oh, if I could just do it right, I'll get to the place where I need to be. But the wise men stumbled on their way to Bethlehem, and so do we. And there's great encouragement and great strength in knowing that even though we don't always get it right, when our hearts are in the right place, God's right there with us, guiding us and directing us when our methods are bad, when we're in the wrong place. He's always right there to lead us on. Let's pray together. Sometimes, God, our journey of faith, boy, we're just looking for, you know, the long-range plan. That's what we've been trained for, to know way out where we're going to be and what we're going to do. And sometimes, God, we find it frustrating to not know. But, God, how encouraging it is to know that even when we get it wrong, you honor our journey. As you honored the journey of the wise men long ago and led them to the place where they could kneel at the manger and worship your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. God, we pray that you will just work in our lives, that we might have opportunity as well to become people so driven by worship that we seek you out every moment of every day, following stars, asking around, and finding you in the most unexpected places. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.